Valentine's Day is this weekend. This is the time of year where displays of candy hearts, boxes of chocolates, and roses are unavoidable. The time of year when Cupid's arrows are winging at high speed, and if you don't have a dinner reservation yet for Saturday night, well, good luck. But love is a lot more than that. Love means different things to different people at different times in our lives.
Love is not being able to start your day without the person you love.
It means something else for someone who's experienced loss as a parent.
There's that love you have for your partner, your spouse, and then there's that love you have for your kids.
And there's love that persists even when our bodies or minds might fail us.
She still knows my name, but she doesn't know much else. But just touching her saves me.
Love is complex and varied. And this week, we're airing a series of four stories about love and what it means to Vermonters. We're going to start with someone who has yet to fall for someone or experience heartbreak, but who understands love just as well as any of us could hope to. Independent producer Anna Van Dyne has the story.
Love is like, I love my mom, or I love this toy, or different things like that. It feels like special. My name is Theo, and I'm 7, and I live in Winooski. You can feel love in lots of different places, like your heart, anywhere. Because your heart's connected to everywhere. I love my mom, my dad, everyone in my family, and I love outside, I love the snow, I love trees, I love the sky, I love plants, I love pictures, I love colors, I love presents, I love lots of things. That's all I can think of. The ways I show love are probably only by being nice and kind. Like once my sister fell over and I helped her up. I feel loved when, like, I don't really know, a lot. I feel loved a lot. Like, when my dad said, me and my friend Milo might be going to the arcade together today. There's so much that's good.
That was Theo Lamoth of Winooski. Since this was recorded, we learned that Theo wrote a note saying, I love you, Dad, and taped it to the toilet seat. He said he wanted to leave it where he knew his dad would see it.